Okay, welcome everyone. This is episode 90 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. My name is Divine, and today, by the grace of God, we'll be concluding our series on achieving exploits. We started it, 3 podcasts ago with our text being Daniel 11, verse 32b, right? That says, "Those that know their God shall be strong and they will do exploits." You know God, you'll be strong and you do exploits. And just as a quick summary, we give some definitions of what it is to achieve an exploit. We said, it means breaking through something that is far beyond your capacity and capabilities. We said it is getting results that are much better than people of comparable pedigree. We said it means to succeed in an unusually tough environment. We said it means to achieve what others have never achieved. And we started with our last podcast in episode 89, talking about some things you can do to achieve exploits. We said number one is to align yourself with God. And number two, we said, was wisdom. So again, if you want more details on these things, just go back to episode 88 and 89, and you'll learn more. Okay. But now we're going to talk about two more strategies for achieving exploits, and then we will wrap up, right? So what is the third strategy for achieving exploits? It's really to win the battle of the mind. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, that, right? "That you guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it proceeds all the issues of life." Like literally, every issue of your life comes from your heart. God is telling you to guard it. God would not be telling you to guard it if there was no battle that could potentially happen. The thing is, the very first step you need to take in achieving exploits is believing you can achieve exploits. Achieving exploits first starts with a decision. If you look at the book of Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, the first part of it, Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, he says that Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself. He made a decision from the very beginning. Right? Or if you look at the story of the 12 Israelites that were sent to spy on the land of Canaan, 10 saw themselves as grasshoppers. If you look at the book of Numbers chapter 13, verse 33, they saw themselves as grasshoppers. Numbers 13, verse 33. And guess what? Since they had already lost the battle in their minds, then they did not make it to the promised land. They did not see themselves as people that would achieve exploits. So guess what? They didn't make it there. The two that saw themselves as victors, Caleb and Joshua, they ultimately made it. That is why it is very important to guard your mind. What are you feeding your mind with? The Bible shows you exactly who God has created you to be. Don't expose yourself to things that tear you down, that pollute your mind, right? Literally, your mind is a background. Your mind is a literal background. Battleground, right? It's a literal battleground. There's a lot of battles that are going on in your mind. And as a parent, if you're a parent listening to this podcast, or, going to be a future parent, watch what you tell your children. Children, they believe what their parents tell them. If you keep telling your children, oh, you're going to be a failure, you're a low life, you can't do well, that mindset will ultimately become their reality. Again, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. So stop telling your children that they are disadvantaged. Stop telling your children that, oh, you're a failure. No, don't say those kinds of things. Even if you're angry with your children, pronounce blessings over them. Don't pronounce curses over them. Because again, if they believe those things, then those things will ultimately become their realities, right? One of the big differences between David and all the other Israeli soldiers in the battle with Goliath was just a difference in mindset. The other soldiers were seeing impossibilities. David was seeing a lot of possibilities, right? So stop thinking small. Stop thinking small. You're not meant to be small. God created you to achieve great things, right? Again, I've shared this with many people before, right? But you see, like, in many homes of African Americans, they say, oh, the parents tell their kids, oh, you are disadvantaged. In fact, it was one of the first things I heard when I moved to the US. Oh, black people are disadvantaged. The thing is, I choose not to believe that. That is just the truth. Because you're literally programming the minds of your children to believe that they are failures from the get-go. Programming them to believe that they are failures, right? So the thing is, whenever people would say that around me, I would just reject it immediately. Obviously, it's not every time I remember to do that, right? But that's something that I don't accept in my mind. It is something I don't accept in my mind, right? So again, to achieve exploits, you need to carry the mentality of a person that is advantaged, not a person that is disadvantaged. You need to remember that I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength, right? And then, what is the final tool that I will discuss that can help you achieve exploits? It's actually just hard work. hard work. What does it mean to be hardworking? To be hardworking just means to be committed, to be diligent, and to work with energy. To be committed, to be diligent, and to work with energy. If you want to know why Paul was so successful, look at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, the New Living Translation. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. There's something that Paul said that is very poignant. He said that I labored more than all the other apostles. He labored more than all of them. In that portion of scripture, Paul was basically describing his secret. Because if you notice, Paul really achieved many things as an apostle. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. He preached the message of salvation in many countries. He was used by God to work many miracles, right? And the thing is, a person that just looks at his outcomes will say, oh, this guy must have been one of the original 12 disciples that were with Jesus. But that's not true. He was not. He was not one of the original 12 disciples. What was his durable advantage? His durable advantage was hard work. Again, don't get me wrong. The other disciples, they achieved great things, but none of them came close to achieving what Paul achieved, right? Why? Because Paul was very hardworking. There was a time where the Bible says that Paul prayed in tongues more than them all, right? Paul was just a very hardworking apostle, right? The thing is, we live in a very competitive world today. Hard work can be a durable advantage in the competitive world we live in today. Because you see, a lot of people, they are very lazy. A lot of people have just this deep-seated laziness. They don't want to do anything. They want everything to be handed down to them. They want everything to be quick fire for them. If you're a person that is hardworking, then you can prosper more and more in the kind of world we live in today. You see, many people, they have great dreams in life, but you see them, they are rolling up their feet in bed at 10 a.m., right? They always worry about one lion or the other in the street that can destroy them. For more on that, look at the book of Proverbs chapter 26, verse 13. Proverbs 26, verse 13, right? They always worry that, there is this one problem or the other, this one barrier or the other, as to why they cannot achieve this thing, right? The thing is, as a child of God, you're supposed to be a barrier breaker. The Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force, right? So the thing is, sometimes you have to go to war to achieve certain things. There is a part, I believe, in the book of Psalms, you know, that by God, you know, I run through a troop, I leap over a wall. So there are going to be troops in front of you. There's going to be a wall in front of you. But you need to break those barriers. You need to break those limitations for you to achieve your divine destiny, right? You see, people, they're always full of great excuses as to why they cannot break through, right? The thing is, if you're looking for excuses, I've probably said this on this podcast before, you're going to find them. If you look hard enough, you're going to find very good, very valid, very well-founded excuses, right? But the thing is, people that achieve exploits, they put their nose down, they put their head down, and they work things out, right? Let me tell you this, even living as a Christian requires hard work. You cannot be a successful Christian. You cannot make it to heaven without hard work. The Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, right? Literally, that walk of salvation is hard work. It's a workout, right? So again, we live in this world where people just want everything to be handed down to them, right? And then they wonder why they're stuck in the crowd, right? The people that have blazed new trails, that have discovered new things, they put in the work. I'm telling you this, if a man is a man of limited means, but he's willing to work hard, he can achieve many great things in his life, right? That's why the Bible says, though thy beginning was small, thy latter end shall greatly increase. So you may have started small, but it does not mean you have to remain small. You can greatly increase in the end. But how do you greatly increase in the end? With God working with you winning the battle of the mind, with you working hard, and also with you applying wisdom. And again, as you apply these principles, it's my prayer that the Lord will help you to achieve exploits in the name of Jesus. Amen. So again, the first step we said about achieving exploits is to align yourself with God. The way you align yourself with God, the way you start that journey, is to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I need help. I need your forgiveness. I believe you died to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a new beginning. Cleanse me of all my sins. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for all those listening to this podcast. Heavenly Father, in every area of our lives, in our relationship with you, in our careers, in our businesses, in our marriages, in everything, in our health, in our strength, in our ministries, in our callings. Father, give us the grace to achieve exploits. Give us the grace to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth, to be a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden, in the name of Jesus. And Father, for those that have just prayed the prayer of salvation, give them the grace to begin to achieve exploits in the faith. As they have aligned themselves with you, Lord, please don't abandon them. Use them for your glory. Make them vessels unto honor in your hands and glorify your name in their lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So for those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. Find a Bible. Find a translation you understand. I love the New Living Translation. Read it. Do what it says. Practicalize what you've heard. That's one of the things we talked about in episode 89. Practicalize what you've heard. A good place to start is the book of John. It will tell you about the love of God. Practicalize what you've said, you've read, and your life will take a turn for the better. And then also find a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. There are many churches these days that twist the word of God to match the times. But the word of God is immutable. The word of God does not grow old. The word of God is sure, and it lasts forever. So find a Bible-believing church. Attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. But there are many wonderful churches all over the world. You know, find a Bible-believing church. Plug in with other believers. Celebrate. Spend time fellowshipping with other believers. Fellowship with God. Read His word. Do what it says. And your life will be better for it. Thank you for listening to me. Until next time, have a wonderful day and God bless you. Thank you.